All right, well, in the past couple of days, I've definitely learned something new. I learned that you can be a somewhat normal of a person, a cool dude, and be a absolute Celtics and Twitter dummy at the same time. If you're not familiar with this back and forth that we've been having, Unleashed Army versus Jeff Clark of Real Celtics News, go ahead and check it out. It's all over Twitter. But like I said, me and him have messaged and whatnot the past couple days, and we're just going back and forth at this point. Still absolutely disagree with his take of Marcus Smart isn't captain material, which is what spawned this little, I can't even call it a war, though. I declared war on him, and the war was over within minutes, I think. And I think he'd tell you that, too. Unfair fight. One, I think he's new to the game. And two, I mean, it's this the unpopular opinion. There's no winning that fight. But what I will say, and before we really dig into this victory lap that I'm taking over this this Celtics dummy, Jeff Clark, is that we had our highest viewed, and I believe highest viewed Periscope ever, but definitely the highest viewed Ev Singleton Unleashed live show on Tuesday night. We hit over 20,000 live viewers in the stream. We've had a couple thousand replay viewers after that. So shout out to the Unleashed Army. In some weird, weird way, shout out to Jeff Clark for letting me absolutely, ragdoll him in that episode. So yeah, let's get right into it because we finally got proven right. And I didn't need this proof. I didn't need the validation of, oh, the war has been won. Didn't need it. Did not need it because everyone knows Marcus Smart is captain material. I mean, he's probably the definition of the captain of the Celtics right now. In fact, he's probably been that leadership style for a couple of years now, or at least since Isaiah Thomas has left, because we know Kyrie Irving wasn't the leader. But Jeff Clark goes and writes, and again, if you want to check this all out, he wrote it on Hardwood Houdini, nice Celtics article, nice Celtics website, and I wrote my rebuttal on GuyBostonSports.com. Check it out. But he said, Marcus Smart's not captain material. I came back and said, I mean, Marcus Smart is captain material. I'm declaring war on you. The Unleashed Army put him in a body bag, ended the war. But what really was the cherry on top? We were already packing up everything. We were packing up the Humvees and going home. But really, really, what ended this and said, hey, no more war is Greg Popovich. Now remember, Jeff thinks that Marcus Smart is not captain material, right? Not captain material for the Celtics. Greg Popovich, the best coach in the NBA right now, unquestionably the best coach in the NBA right now, also coaching Team USA, made Marcus Smart a captain of our country's team right now. Marcus Smart is a captain of Team USA. But he's not good enough for the Celtics, right? Jeff Clark, not good enough for the Celtics? And I know I'm really harping on him because that's who we're taking the victory lap around, but there was a small, minority out there saying that that Marcus Smart isn't captain material. Someone responded to my blog saying, and I quote from Elizabeth, call me what you want, but Marcus Smartless will never make for a captain material. On account, he is nothing less than a troublemaker and also an instigator. That was in all caps. He has been fined numerous times for his actions, and you spelt fined incorrectly. It's F-I-N-E-D, not fined like you go find someone and hide and seek. And then she continues, and you call him captain material? Boy, you have got it all wrong. Elizabeth, you have got it all wrong, and you need to go back to school and check your spelling. But she agrees with Jeff here. There, like I said, there are some nutbags out there and dummies that think Marcus Smart isn't captain material because he's been thrown out of a few games or he stands up for his teammates. Like, where is it in the rules that you can't be a boisterous player and an aggressive player, a competitive player, and not be captain? I mean, he's representing our country. Greg Popovich, the best basketball mind, has now pretty much put him on the same level as our president. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Marcus Smart is going to get a job at the White House after this. It's only up from here. How can you say that he is nothing less than a troublemaker? He's the longest tenured Celtics, a first team all defense. I mean, I don't even know if Jeff is this, dumb about it. Like, He's nothing less than a troublemaker and an instigator. Marcus Smart is a lot more. Elizabeth, I hate to break it to you, but Marcus Smart is a lot more than a troublemaker and instigator. Marcus Smart's one of the best defenders in the league, one of the most competitive guys in the league. He's a game changer towards the end of games. I have a feeling, Elizabeth, you're on your own little island here. Because Marcus Smart isn't just a little crybaby sitting at center court banging his fist together and getting ejected out of games. He's one of the best defenders, if not the best defender in the NBA. So nothing less than a troublemaker and an instigator. When did being an instigator, getting in opponents' heads, become wrong? Like, are we really in a world now that trash talk is frowned upon and you can't be a captain if you're a trash talker? Oh my god. It's crazy, but we are taking the victory lap today. And like I said, we didn't need the victory lap. The war was already over. But this is sort of just like icing on the top. Like, this is sort of a, well, we won. Let's win a little bit more. And yeah, Jeff was super cool about it because he even said, like, yeah, it's a victory lap worth taking. He understands it. It's a pretty bad look for him writing an article saying he's not captain material for all these reasons. And then the best mind in basketball right now goes and makes him captain of our country's team. So tough look for him. I think he's taking it on the chin pretty well. But yeah, I definitely learned that you can be a pretty normal person, but an absolute Celtics dummy at the same time. And Jeff's falling right into that category of Celtics dummies because, you know, as much as him and I will talk, there's no chance I'm agreeing with what he said. And I cannot wait for Marcus Smart to be named captain of the Celtics and, you know, just make it even worse of a look for him. But all in all, my feet are hurting a little bit. The victory lap's gone on long enough. Again, this is a bonus episode of Ev Singleton Unleashed. Just a short one. Again, I'm fast. I'm flying. Contrary to popular belief, I am fast. It's a fast victory lap, but we took it. We beat down Jeff and also his little sidekick Elizabeth here, who thinks Marcus Smart is just a troublemaker, which is totally inaccurate. I'd love to see if Jeff agrees that with Elizabeth's comment. Head over to GuyBostonSports.com. Check it out. I think it's one of the trending, based on views right now, it's one of the trendings on the site, right on the homepage. So you can check out that article. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. You can see Elizabeth's dummy take, dummy response. And you can also check out the article, article's content, to see Jeff's dummy response, or dummy take. But all in all, victory lap complete. War is over. Unleashed Army continues to be undefeated. And we always will be. Let's go. Check in with you guys in the next episode.